Okay, back to part two, my discussion with Nathan, Titus, Bullen, and two of the Albert boys. Let's keep going.
The kingdom of Christ, when he never knew anything about me, this is lies, slander, and it won't be stood for. And this is why
Yeah, so again, I'm covering the emails Mark had sent me. Several years back, many years back, I've known Mark for many years, he told me, without knowing anything about me, this is before I had the testing up on him, he told me, I've never done anything for the kingdom of God. That's what he said to me. He told me I hated authority. I've never been arrested. I pay my taxes. I've never been fired from a job because I didn't want authority. This is the kind of man Mark Bullen is. He's a wicked, fleshly, pride-filled man that does anything to hold on to his lording over desires. I want to expose that for the love of my neighbor. I want Mark to repent before he perishes in his sin. Let's keep going.
When you go on Google and you search Living Faith Christian Fellowship and Mark Bullen, my testings come up about three or four places before your website even comes up many times. I'm warning people because you guys have things right, but you have much wrong. And I'm doing that against the Anabaptists. I do it. We preached against the Baptists right down here about a year ago. We went across the street and preached against Roman Catholics. We're fair. We're not just out to get you guys. But you got to understand something.
Yeah, and Mark Bullen will tell you, I just have a chip on my shoulder against LFCF. Mark Bullen is acting foolish. I have over 800 testings on my Unbiblical Teachers blog that exposes Roman Catholics, Mormons, New Agers, Hebrew Roots, Baptists, Mennonites, Anabaptists. Now, has Mark Bullen been getting a focus from me? Yes, he has. And you know why? Because Mark Bullen is one of the few leaders that actually has gone on the internet to lie and slander about me and not defend any of it in the Word of God or with facts. And because he's right in my backyard, and because we have a homestead 2 hours south of him, and because he's slandering and deceiving people, oh yeah, Mark Bullen is on my radar, but he's not my sole goal. I street preach all over America. I teach on my website. I make disciples. And then one of the last things I do is I expose false teachers as I uncover them. Mark Bullen's a false teacher. I'm going to keep exposing him. Let's keep going.
Something. Your testing has been out there for 2 years.
Sometimes you ever met up with my dad?
None of your leaders.
My dad just wanted to talk to you sometimes. He would meet with him.
None of your leaders would ever give it.
So there you go. Nathan says, well, he wants to talk to you if you'll meet with him. Why would I meet with Mark Bullen or Jesse Hare and now Nathan Bullen when they lie and they won't even repent of the lies that I can prove? Why would I meet with them to talk deeper doctrinal things when they won't even repent of what I'm proving is true, publicly repent of it, clear the table, then let's talk about doctrine? Nope, they won't do that. Because he's prideful, he's arrogant, and I want to reiterate, I did a message video in front of Mark Bullen's driveway. I will not set foot on Mark Bullen's private property in his little cult compound. Nope, he's building a new building there. I won't set foot there. I will, after him and Jesse and Nathan repent, meet in a public setting, or I'll meet with any of the other men in a public setting. I'm not a fool. I'm not setting foot on their private property, so when things don't go their way, they call the police on me like the Mennonites have done, like other people do, and now I stand on public property and preach, and when they call the police on me, the police show up and go, he's fine. He's not threatening anyone. He's perfectly legal. That's what I'm going to do with Mark Bullen. I don't want to set foot on his property. It's a Titus 3 situation. Warn a heretic, then avoid him. Till they repent of those lies and slander, then we can meet. I told Nathan, set up a meeting. Nathan knew I was coming back in town street preaching a while ago. He never set up a meeting. Nathan's a liar. Let's keep going.
Give an answer, and hold on. You know what? If your father would have said that in the beginning, before all of this went down, I would have said, maybe he's a man who has a true motive worthy to meeting with. Your dad has since doubled down in his lies against me, has never repented, continued to lie about me, tells the internet my life is a shipwreck and a shamble, and you'd be astounded at the hypocrisy in his life.
Yeah, let's cover that. So Mark took it down now, but I've got it screen captured. It was all over the internet. When Jeremy Slanton was united to me for a short time, Mark had on there that I hate their body and I'm lying and slandering them. And then he said, my life is a shipwreck of hypocrisy and you'd be astounded. I keep asking them, show me where. I want to repent of those hypocrisies. I want to clean up my shipwreck. Nope. Mark is using an ad hominem attack to try to get the focus off of his sin, his pride, his false program, his corrupt men, every one of them that I've met, most of them, those two or three young men there didn't lie because they didn't say much, but most everybody I met from Mark Bullens has been a liar, scripture twister, mean-spirited, and unloving. Mark wants to take the focus of that off by ad hom attacking me, and he can't prove any of it. I'm not going to let him get away with it. This is for the glory of God, and I've been warning families, praise God, so many families have been warned to not go be part of Living Faith Christian Fellowship. I'm going to keep at it. Let's get back to the audio.
You come follow my life, Nathan. You find it for me, and you show me that, and I'll repent of it.
Get to know each other a little bit.
Get to know each other?
So Nathan says, we need to get to know each other, me and Mark Bullen. I've known Mark Bullen for over 8 or 9 years. I emailed him a long time ago and talked privately. We went at odds over the lording over bishop, one bishop controlling the body. That's not in scripture. I have a whole 18-minute teaching on that. It was always multiple elders, not one man. Also the gospel, that you must be under a bishop. You must be in a program. You must be in Sunday church on the Lord's Day. This is a false gospel that Mark writes about. And he's telling me, you should get to know each other. You know, they use fleshly ways at Living Faith Christian Fellowship. I had emailed Mark Bullen and hadn't spent probably 2 or 3 emails on him. And he wanted his wife, Angela, and my wife to start emailing each other. That's how he does it. He ropes in the women so then he can rope in the men. And I said, if you and I can't unite, why would my wife talk to your wife? Feminism. Yeah, you'll see more of that if you read the testing. Angela actually came up to me in a Walmart with my wife, invited us to church. And when I told her, oh no, your husband's a heretic, I wouldn't go to church and I can prove it on my website, she started contesting with me, a man, a Bible teacher. She was contesting like a feminist. I have it all recorded on the testing, proving Mark's house is not in order. Let's get back to the audio.
You got to know my dad personally and had a personal conversation.
Really?
The internet.
Didn't Jesus say out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth, or your internet fingers type?
Yeah,
that's your dad.
Yeah, everybody.
That's your dad. He's putting it out here on the world, and I've called him out and asked him to repent and stop, and he won't, Nathan. He won't. I tell you what, you go back and you send your dad a message. The day he puts on his website that he recants his lies about Jim at don'tperish.com, and this isn't about me.
Maybe he doesn't feel like they're lies. Maybe
really?
To him.
I just asked you, can you show me the sin in my life today?
So Nathan's making excuses for his father. So I'm a hippie. I hate authority. I'm an idiot. I'm a tabloid person, even though I went to him privately about those matters. I'm a pervert. Did I say idiot? Yeah, that one too. And I'm supposed to just say, well, he's a reasonable man to meet with and talk about doctrine. You can't be serious, Nathan Bullen. Nathan's an apple that didn't roll far from the tree. You know, they're all connected to Mark Bullen's farm and all those businesses. They all need each other. It's like the Mennonites. You can't get a Mennonite to speak against the Mennonite bishops or their program. You know why? Because they're all connected, as the old saying says, follow the money trail. Yep. That's what it's about oftentimes. Money, power, control. Let's keep going on the audio.
Why did you walk up?
On a friendly basis. That's all. I'm
okay. Well, friendly basis. I don't know who. Want to identify yourself? Who's this?
Mike Albert, Jeremiah Alberts, Titus Bowen, my brother.
Okay.
All right, so you heard those other three young men were there, and they were very nice. They were very respectful. I will give them that. I thought Nathan was nice and respectful till he lied later and told me I'm slandering all over my testing, but he can't prove anywhere. So remember that. When you think someone's nice, but they lie to you, they're no longer nice. They're sinful, and they're liars, and they won't enter the kingdom of God. So let's keep going. Those three young men were very nice. I will give them that.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen. I've never had any conversation with you guys, but I will have you know, I've spoken to your father via email and on the phone many years ago. All of this ill fruit from your dad. I've tried to engage Jesse Hare. Jesse Hare went on the internet and did a sermon about me. I have a rebuttal of it. Go on the internet and look it up.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So Jesse, rather than coming to me man to man after I reach out to him many times, goes on the internet and slams me in a sermon. I have a refuting of that. I totally destroy. Jesse's a terrible preacher. Mark picks a deacon that can't even teach the word of God. And I totally refute what he said. He defended feminism. He defended all kinds of things. But this is another fruit of the leadership of Mark Bullen. Mark has yes men all around him. And that's what he needs to build his legacy. Remember, Mark wrote, talked about in a sermon, he's building his legacy there. Sinful. He also teaches you have to follow the vision of the pastor. Chapter and verse can't be found. Let's keep going.
He butchered it. I mean, he butchered it, and he's promoting feminism. So now we have your dad didn't want to, I couldn't reason with him. Jesse, I couldn't reason with him. Before that, I was reasoning with Jeff Wallace, who I found to be, I think you guys ended up seeing this. I was telling Mark Bullen, your father, how long ago, honey? Was it 8, 10 years ago? Way back when. I was telling your dad that Jeff Wallace was a loose cannon and he was trouble. Did you know that? I told your dad.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. So Galatians 5:9 says a little bit of leaven affects the whole loaf, a little bit of sin. I was telling Mark Bullen many years ago when I first approached him and knew about Jeff Wallace that Jeff Wallace was a sinful, wicked, carnal, corrupt man and would lead to no good. Jeff Wallace laughed at me. Mark Bullen laughed at me. You know what the fruit was? Nathan pretty much admitted Jeff Wallace was everything I said, but it took them all those years to find that out. That's because Jeff Wallace was Mark's printer and publisher, and they were using each other. Sinful to leave that kind of fleshly wicked man in the body for so long. Mark Bullen's not a true leader. He's a diatrophy. He's looking for his own preeminence. Let's keep going.
Your dad that years ago.
That's great.
Did that come true?
Yeah, it did. But we take people where they are and help them as far as we can help them.
Yeah, did you hear that? So Nathan says, yeah, it was true about Jeff Wallace, but we take people where they are and try to move them along. So let me get this straight. You leave a wicked, vile, worldly, carnal man, violent man, into guns, and he promoted and selling Civil War, war memorabilia. You leave that kind of man in your body for 8 years, thinking you're trying to bring him along. I thought 1 Corinthians 5, Paul talks about put a man out of the body. And Matthew 18 says, if a man's in sin and he won't repent, put him out. Apparently, if you can publish books, you'll stay in Mark Bullen's body because Mark publishes books. He sells them. You'll hear that later, too. Oh, he gives away more than he sells. He sells them online. Did Jesus and Paul in the first century ever sell the things of God? No. Chapter and verse. They didn't. Let's keep going.
Even after potential damage to
you know what? That's where you and I are different. You follow a man-made philosophy and your man-made system of your father. I follow scripture. Jesus said in Matthew 18, if you're my brother and you sin against me, I'm going to come to you one-on-one and say, what's your first name?
Micah.
Micah. I'm going to say, Micah, this is sin. You need to stop. It's defaming God. It's defaming your witness. Will you stop? If you stop, let me finish. If you stop, it's gone. I forgive you. 7 times 70. You and I go on in our relationship. If you won't, if Nathan and Titus are my brother, we come to you. This is all per Jesus in Matthew 18. Go read it.
Yeah.
Micah, you're smoking, you're looking at porn, you're whistling at girls, whatever you're doing that's nasty. Will you stop? I don't think so. I don't see it as sin. Now we go before, if we're united to you in a local body, okay? This is a local body situation. And we take you before the whole body and say, young man won't repent of his sin. That doesn't take years, Nathan. See, what you guys allow Jeff Wallace and men like that to do, and Randall, you allow them to stay in the body with their sin for a long time. And what did Paul say in Galatians 5:9? A little bit of sin.
Yeah, so I'm kind of covering there some of the same scripture verses I was giving you. That's the problem. See, these man-made programs, they don't move you along in the faith. They don't grow you up in holiness and obedience. They grow you up in a program. And if Mark Bullen says, well, I want more people here, so we're going to overlook their sin. Jeremy Slanton and Randall, both those families or both those men left that body, and they told me that they were never disciplined on the side in Matthew 18. So who's lying? Whole bunch of lies coming out of this body. And this is not how the true body of Christ is run. We hold each other in holiness and obedience, and we deal quickly with sin. Mark Bullen overlooks it if he can get you to publish his books. What a wicked hypocrite. Let's keep going.
And what does it do, sir?
It leavens the whole loaf.
I was asking.
I'm sorry.
It leavens the whole loaf.
You know what?
And you're allowing sin, and I don't do that. I take the word. You're in sin, if you're united to Mark Bullen and his false gospel that I got to be in a church building on Sunday under one bishop to learn and know the truth of God. The scriptures don't teach that. If you want to sit under a man, it's on, you've heard it. Mark Bullen says he's the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. This is blasphemy. There's no one above Jesus, okay? Which I know he's not saying he's above Jesus. There's no one man. There was never one man in charge of the whole.
Yeah, so this is a big contention point. Mark, I have it right on audio on the testing. I'm the chairman of the board. That's a lie. There was always multiple elders in a local body. I'm all for that. Multiple elders, equal authority. They're submitting to each other. They're submitting to the body. Everyone has accountability. Mark Bullen has accountability to no one because his whole system is in his house. Now it's going to be on his land. Everybody's chipping in money to build a new cult building on his land, increasing Mark's net worth. Mark has no accountability because he is the chairman of the board. That is sinful, heretical heresy that Mark Bullen can't defend. When I challenged him years ago, he said, James, I did a whole teaching on that. James was not, and the model of the first century bodies was not one man lording over everyone. Mark Bullen is a John 3, a third John Diotrephes. He loves the preeminence, puts on his little black reverend suit. This is wicked and sinful. He needs to be called out in love. And Nathan's trying to make excuses for it. Of course, Nathan's his son, expecting to inherit what is Mark's. I heard Nathan might be the heir apparent to Mark as the pastor. Someone told me that. Maybe you could ask them if that's true. Maybe that's why he's holding so close to this all. Let's go back to the audio.
The whole local assembly. Your dad tries to use James in Acts 15. Go look at the context. All the leaders were there. Everyone gave their counsel. And then James says, it seems fitting to me by the Holy Spirit. James wasn't sitting there going, as the bishop, I rule. Your one-man bishop's another example. That's the model of Roman Catholicism. It came along, do your study, came along in the second and third century.
Have you ever been to one of our men's meetings and seen all the men of the church? Every single man in the church, not just the leaders, gathers for decisions.
Doesn't matter to me.
We pray and give their opinions, and we work as a body.
Doesn't matter to me. That man right there could be a drunkard, but I saw him take food to the food pantry. Should I ignore his drunkenness?
No.
There you go. I won't ignore your dad's sin because they do something's good.
I understand that.
Yeah, so Nathan says, well, we have a Sunday school meeting where all the men get to talk, and they do. The problem is there's no authority line there. Mark allows them to talk. Mark tells them what we're going to talk about. Mark doesn't allow anyone to just get up and speak at the pulpit as the Spirit leads, as it was in 1 Corinthians 14, an open participatory gathering. Mark controls who teaches, who gives their 45, 50-minute sermon. Yeah, you can say something in Sunday school. Big deal. That's not what the Bible's talking about. The Bible's talking about everyone is to have an open, active part as the Spirit leads, as they're gifted. Not everyone's a teacher. And Mark Bullen totally rules. Stand up, sit down, when to pray. He finishes the prayer. He oversees. He told me you can't do the Lord's Supper without him. That's what he told me one time. This is how wicked he is. That is an absolute lie. Christ is over the Lord's Supper, and if you're born of Christ, you can partake of the Lord's Supper on your own, with your family, with other believers. I have articles on that to refute Mark Bullen. Let's get back to the audio.
There you go.
But as far as that particular topic, we try to work as a body.
You're not following the model of the New Testament. Your dad is prideful and arrogant, okay? He allows sin in the body. He allows Roman Catholics at one time to come and visit because the guy was...
Yeah, so I want to end this part two before I hit 20 minutes. So yeah, Mark Bullen admitted he lets Roman Catholics come in and sing and pray with them. Yeah. And what I found out was this man is rich. His sons work for him building some big giant house down the road. I wonder if that's why he lets him come in. But then I find out they let anybody just walk in the door. You can sing and you can pray with them. Apparently, even at a wedding, you can have uncovered women praying. This is not the New Testament body of Christ. This is a man-made religious system. Angela invited us to church. All right, we're supposed to preach the gospel to people, not that she should be preaching to another man or a Bible teacher, but we're to preach the gospel, and when people repent, then they're invited into a local gathering because they're born of Christ. See, Mark has it all backwards. He thinks you come into the program and then the program whips you up into becoming a Christian. Actually, you hear the gospel, you repent, you're born of God, and we'll cover that. Mark has born again all wrong, as we'll see. And then you enter into the body of Christ. And then if there's a local body, you enter in with them. Mark has it all messed up. Let's go on to part number three. Stay tuned.